Thank you for calling customer support. This is Trey. How can I help you?
Hello,
I have
Trey.
Someone on. Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello, Trey. This is Ashley from Capital One's fraud department on a recorded line. I have a customer on the line. The reason for the call today, she noticed like several charges with certain merchants due to a subscription. She was unaware regarding the subscription, so we're calling to cancel that today.
Can I have that zip code?
49024.
The first and last name?
Eleanor Folkers, or L.A. Folkers.
Okay, let's try that phone number.
269-720-0424.
Can you verify the address for security reasons?
Pardon?
Can you verify the address for security reasons?
3761 Pine Tree Terrace, Portage, Michigan.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I do have an account pulled up. I'm showing back on November the 30th. You completed a survey to receive the Wi-Fi booster?
Correct.
No, that survey.
But not subscription.
That survey had terms and conditions, and in those terms and conditions it stated upon completion of the survey, you will be automatically opting into a factory direct savings store. The membership fee is $49.97. However, I see all those charges were declined. Each month you are enrolled as a member, you receive a $125 gift card to an online web store, and you receive that $49.97 monthly rate for the membership fee.
I want no part of it.
But those charges were declined, so I can go ahead and cancel this account for you.
Yes, that's what I want. I want no further charges, and I don't even want those charges. To me, that's scamming.
I'm going to get you canceled out.
Okay, does that cancel the previous charges as well?
The charges were declined, ma'am. No charges went through. So there's nothing to refund.
Okay. And do you have a confirmation for this cancellation number?
The cancellation number would be C as in Charlie 258-452-394.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much for that information.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.